SexyVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
just the body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying your bitch was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen?
And perhaps the fourth round on.
SexyVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
time. Absolutely,
but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
On Deep Nasty Productions.
Making women dances like,
Let's go, champ. This is the champ. Keep sharing the champ with the fake champ. With Cali, Miami,
Cusco. BoxingWiz.com.
You already know, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. That's right. This is 1, 2, 3, your third episode, your third edition of TBV today. It's just that much boxing around these parts. We got to talk. We got to talk. A lot to talk about. And these guys deserve their own shows. I mean, imagine. How could you not say that Terrence Crawford isn't in a main event fighter? If he's in a main event fighter and he's going to be defending two titles, his WBO and his WBC, well then, you know, he deserves his own show as well, so that we can give you all the details on this matchup. And what exactly does it mean? We're also going to ask you some questions, right? We want to preview and predict this one, but we also want to ask you, does John Molina Jr. pose a threat to Terrence Crawford? Because he has been here before, fighting the slick, athletic boxer, right? And what do you think the over-under is on this one? You think Molina makes it to the 12th round? Do you think that Terrence gets a stoppage, or does Molina do what he's known to do, what he did to Hank Lundy, what he did to Mickey Bay? You know, can Molina somehow pull another knockout out of his hat? You know, does a win over John Molina Jr. make Terrence Crawford fighter of the year? Because I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, you know, he's kind of been active now with this fight. He is pretty active, you know. You can't complain. Now there is one, I believe Gennady. We would have to look up how many times Gennady fought. I think he only fought twice this year, Gennady. But the Hunter, Terrence Bud Crawford, well, this is going to make his third fight. And his first fight was versus Hank Lundy, you know. And then his second fight is when he unified the division versus Victor Postol to gain the WBC title. And on top of that, he defended his WBO title. So now he's going to do his first title defense as a unified champion versus John Molina, who is a decent puncher and a natural 140-pounder, if not a guy that could easily move up to 147 because he's been fighting at that division for so long now. So, you know, this isn't that bad of a matchup. I know that guys like Angel Garcia were a bit critical, but he was only doing that because Terrence Crawford was critical of Danny, and obviously the media and the fans when it was said that Danny was going to fight Crawford. But that was, I mean, going to fight Garcia, but that was totally different because Danny would have been bringing him up from 40 to 47. This is John Molina's, you know, not natural way because he really started out at 135 pounds, but, you know, he gradually moved up to 140 naturally. So he's been settled here for some time now, and it's a good division for him. He's coming off of a good win versus a very durable hard puncher in Ruslan Pavatnikov. Now, what that tells us is that Terrence Crawford is going to have to work to get this win. Can he easily get this win by decision? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because why? Because we've seen Molina here with guys like, who did we see him here? Molina got nullified. He fell asleep with Adrian Broner. You know what I'm saying? When Broner was fighting Melina. We thought Melina was going to bring the fight to Adrian Broner. We thought Melina was going to be the bull that he normally is, but that didn't happen. You know, Melina didn't come forward. He didn't take charge of the fight, and he stood kind of mesmerized with Broner's jab. And if anyone is fast and slick, well, it's Terrence Crawford. Terrence Crawford is fast. Terrence Crawford doesn't he's not stingy with his punches, okay? So it's going to be interesting. Plus, Terrence, you know, it's in his hometown, and he likes to entertain. He's probably going to mix it up. And let's not forget that little old Gamboa hurt Terrence Crawford. So John Molina could do some damage. Okay. Now, I'm not trying to sell this fight as a great fight because, you know, even though Molina has, to me, improved, because with the Ruslan fight, we've seen him use a jab, but that's not going to help him in this fight. He can't try to go in here and somehow outbox Terrence Crawford if he's looking for a win anyway. I mean, if you want to win, Molina, don't try to be a boxer. You know what I mean? You got to go in there. You got to make this a fight. You got to take it to Crawford because it is what it is. You're not a boxer. He is. He could easily switch paces on you. He could, you know, go southpaw. He could go orthodox. You don't want him to do all that. You want him with his back against the ropes. You want pressure on him. You want your head in his shoulder. You want to kill that body for sure. This is everything Molina needs to do if he expects to get a win because, again, Crawford, very talented. Very mobile. When we speak of speed, he has it. I mean, he checks all the boxes. But this one is going to be an interesting one. You know, again, Broner kind of gave us the blueprint on how to beat Molina safely. Hopefully, Molina can mix it up a little bit more in this fight and make it a good, rough fight for Crawford so we can see how durable he is, see him go the 12, because I don't think he's going to knock out Molina unless he gets him to the body, unless, you know, Crawford do some good body work because Molina, you know, he took punches from a lot of guys. If Crawford stops him, I'd be impressed with his power for sure. So we're going to open up these phone lines. I want you guys to definitely hit us up here. Call in 1-425-569-5241. This is the preview to the preview. We're still doing tomorrow's show, but it was so many good fights that I felt, you know what, let's just talk a little bit of boxing, right? So I'm going to go out to these phone lines. Who do we got here? We got 562. I believe this is a Steven. It might be a 562. Is this Steven?
Hey, Matt. This is Matt. Come back to me.
Matt, what's going on, brother? All right, Matt, I will. We're going to go to 908. You're up.
Yo, Terrence Crawford is definitely going to stop Molina. I think he's going to stop in the ninth round.
Whoa. You know Molina's pretty durable, right?
I do know this. I do know this. But Terrence Crawford is going to make a statement with this fight. I'm insisting on that.
All right. Well, Lucas Matisse and Antonio DeMarcos are the one that holds stoppages, but there's an asterisk with the Antonio DeMarcos stoppage. Obviously, Molina had his ass on the ropes. The ref came in. It was the first round. Now, the Lucas, that was a war, and that was a stoppage. So, again, it would impress me if Terrence stopped him. But listen, does John Molina have does he pose a threat to Terrence at all?
He does. He can make Terrence Crawford look unimpressive. But what I'm counting on is Terrence Crawford to come in there with that southpaw style and fight aggressively and come forward. And he's going to take some punches, but I think he's going to give more than he takes. Because again, Terrence Crawford, you know, he's as good as a fighter. He is becoming great. His defense is sometimes suspect. And like you said, little ass Gamboa rocked him. So, you know, just repeated hits over time. I think if he want to stop taking them hits with that sloppy defense coming in that southpaw, he's going to try to take Molina out of there. That's why I say ninth round stoppage.
All right. Does a win over Molina, does that make Terrence Crawford Fighter of the Year, though?
I don't think Fighter of the Year. I can't give him Fighter of the Year. Not for that.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. So who would you like to see the winner face?
Oh, that fight? Listen, Mikey Garcia.
Garcia's going for a title at 135, so that's obviously not feasible, because let's say he wins, he's not just going to move right up. But this is your fantasy matchup, so who am I to tell you it can't happen?
Well, Pacquiao.
Pacquiao. Everybody wants Pacquiao. 140. All right, well, thank you so much.
Who else is at 140, though, Ness? Who else is at 140? Broner?
Well, what about Julius? What about Julius Ndongo? He just scored a huge knockout. I mean, give him a shot. He's got a belt. Let Terrence unify or Molina unify if Molina beats. I mean, look, there's two more belts at 140. Terrence has two, so there's two other guys out there. I mean, I'm going to get to some other callers, man. Thank you for calling in. We're going to 2-2-4. You're live on TBV. This is Terrence Crawford versus John Molina. Preview and prediction, Saturday night, December 10th. Talk to us. Give us your prediction.
Hey, this is Diego. I'm a first-time caller.
Diego, what's going on, brother? Hold on. No, we got a tradition around here, man, and we're going to have to do that with you. So how'd you find us, first of all?
I've been watching you for a while now.
So YouTube is your answer to that?
Yeah, YouTube.
All right. You all right over there? Seems like you're going for a midnight jog or something.
Yeah, I'm outside, but I'm about to go inside.
All right, so listen, how long have you been listening? You know the tradition around here with the first-time caller intro?
Yeah, of course. That's why I said it, you know?
All right, brother. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play this intro. You go ahead and introduce yourself to the world.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, let's do that over. All right, now we got it a full blast.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
From Chicago, Illinois, Diego Garcia.
Okay, Diego, don't let the cat get your tongue, baby. Talk to us.
Well, I think Crawford's going to win by knockout.
Damn, knockout. Everybody's going knockout. I thought Molina was tough. He was in fight of the year with Lucas Matisse.
No, it's going to be easy fight, man. It's going to be easy. You're going to see. Do you see what Broner did to him?
I did.
Okay, let me ask you something. Who do you think would win, Broner or Crawford?
Broner or Crawford? Wow, that's a good fight, but I would pick Crawford over Broner because Crawford has more activity, obviously. You know what I mean? He uses his attributes, and he's an intelligent fighter. So I would pick Crawford. Broner kind of stands still. He likes to do the Mayweather shoulder roll. He's there to be hit. Where Crawford could change it up, he could get on his toes. He moves. He gives you orthodox. I mean, it's gears. It's levels, and Crawford has them.
Okay, so exactly, you agree with me that that Crawford is gonna beat his ass, man.
But what about the fact that John Molina was in a fight with a guy that was outboxing him for like 10 rounds in Mickey Bay, and then boom, lights out, baby.
But Mickey Bay, come on, man. You think Mickey Bay is Crawford or what?
No, I don't think Mickey Bay is Crawford, but I think that John Molina is John Molina, and power is power. The last thing to go on a fighter is his power. And you know, listen, with boxing, okay, it's anonymous. That people say it's anonymous. It's like, oh, he's got a puncher's chance.
No, I don't think so. Who has more power, Crawford or Molina?
Well, that's interesting, man, because Molina's been knocking out bigger guys, no? I mean, Crawford started they both started out at the same division, like 130, 135. So now Crawford didn't knock out Prescott, but he beat the crap out of Prescott. Now Crawford didn't knock out Ricky Burns, You know, but that's a guy I think that Molina would have knocked out. He did knock out Gamboa, but remember, Gamboa was moving up from 126, and he didn't knock out Beltran, who was a natural 130, 30, and 135 pounder. Now, he did knock out Delorme, but we knew Delorme had a weak chin. Plus, he'd been knocked out by Juan Carlos Abregu, the same guy that fought Timothy Bradley. Now, he did knock out Derrick Jean, but remember, Derrick Jean was also 130 pounder moving up to 135. And he knocked out Hank Lundy, also moving up in weight from 130 to 130. He was naturally 130 pounder. Remember when he fought John Molina at 130 and 135. But remember that Lundy was moving up all the way to 140 and recently has gone back down to 135. Now, Victor Postol, he was a natural 140-pounder, but that was a unanimous decision. So that's why I'm like, wow, knockout. John Molina's going to get knocked out by Crawford. I want to see this.
Okay, let me ask you something real quick. Have you seen Crawford get rocked?
Yeah, versus Gamboa, man. You forgot?
But was he gonna go down? Was he going to get stopped or what?
Is he going to get, well, I mean, we don't know, right? We don't know if he's going to be stopped yet. I mean, but look, I bet you other people call in. They're all going to pick Crawford, but they would at least respect the power of John Molina. I think they're going to respect his power. You know what I'm saying? But listen, I'm going to get to some other callers. What's your name again, brother? Diego, right?
Yeah, Diego, man.
Diego, man, I hope you keep calling in, man. I'm dying to give somebody that intro from Tory Lanez, you know. Diego, Diego. So become a regular caller around these parts, brother, and we're going to appreciate you for that. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit the thumbs up. And all our international callers, you can call us by adding Nestor Gibbs on Skype. Let me get here to a couple of other callers. We have some phone lines that we got to attend to. Let me see. I want everybody to call in at 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 just one time to voice your opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline. 631. Give us your preview and prediction, my friend. 631.
Oh, hey, what's going on? That's first time caller.
All right, brother. So how long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, man, I've been listening for like a good 4 years now.
Damn, we got to get shirts to say I've been listening to this boxing nonsense for 4 years now. So you know all the tradition around here. That's perfect. How did you find us? 4 years, man. Must have been iTunes, right?
Well, actually, I've been watching like on YouTube for like a long time.
Okay. Well, you know the tradition. I'm going to play this intro. Go out and introduce yourself to the world. After 4 years, he's making his pro debut. 4 years as an amateur, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? It's Marcus the Assassin from Long Island.
Damn, the Assassin. I love it. Perfect. So talk to us, man. Preview and prediction, Terrence Crawford, John Molina Jr. How do you see this one going?
I see it going towards, you know, Crawford, definitely. But Molina still has, you know, that puncher's chance. You can never, like, not say that the puncher doesn't have a chance. But I think it's just going to be Crawford's skill that just takes it for him. He has way too much, you know. And he's not going to be one of those fighters that just stands and, like, he's not just going to get punched by, like, he's not just going to get hit by Molina because he knows Molina has that power. We've seen Molina come back, and Crawford's not that dumb puncher, you know, that just stands in toe-to-toe like that.
But he did get hit by, you know, he did get hit by Gamboa. So, I mean, what if John lands that one?
Yeah, he can be hit, but, you know, that was how many years ago? You can't throw off mistakes that was from years ago. And, you know, as we've seen Terrence Crawford, you know, he's advanced. You know, we've seen him, like, stop. We just see him, like, run through Postal. It's not like I don't think Molina, like, he still has that puncher's chance, but I don't think it's going to happen.
So to you, John Molina doesn't pose a threat?
He does, but I just don't see him winning it. Terrence Crawford has way too much in his arsenal.
All right. Now, do you think he knocks him out, or does it go 12 rounds?
I could see it going to late stoppage or to 12 rounds. I'm not too sure, but yeah, I really see it going 12 rounds because I don't see him stopping Molina.
All right, and does a win over John Molina, does that make Terrence Crawford Fighter of the Year? Because this year, you know, he fought Lundy, he unified with Postal in a knockout, let's say, over Molina. Is that Fighter of the Year status?
I would say, yeah, because, you know, everybody made Postal out to be that big, bad guy that was going to beat Terrence Crawford, and the way he just dismantled Postal that whole fight, you have to give him so much credit for that. Like, you really just can't just, you know, put Loam and everybody else, like, above him off of, you know, a performance against, like, Nicholas Walters off of a year layoff. So, I definitely would, you know, put him as one of, like, the fighters of the year.
And if either man won, who would you like to see him face next?
Yeah, I'd love to see Crawford, like, face Broner. I think that's a real good fight. It's a good fight. I don't know if they would fight because I think they're friends, but that would be a great fight.
Well, all right, my friend. I want to thank you again for calling in. And, man, after 4 years, we appreciate it for sure. We're going to go out to our Skype line, and we're going to go to Alex back in Australia.
90 seconds.
Everyone that is listening, if you want to talk, you better press 1 now because that is the 90-second mark and you will be locked out of the queue. Alex, talk to us.
Yo. Well, I'd like to basically say it's going to be an easy win for Crawford. I mean, any hardcore fan knows there's levels in boxing. And just by the eye test, you can tell who the two highest level caliber fighters in those surrounding welterweight divisions. One is Crawford. One, I think, is Spence, at least, or will be. And, yeah, Crawford's going to win this easy, hands down. I definitely do not think it makes him Fighter of the Year if he knocks out John Molina. I mean, Postal was good, but what was Postal's biggest win? Matisse. Nowhere near it. Lomachenko became the quickest two-weight world champion of all time. And also, he did beat Axeman, who's knocked out a 5-division world champ, Victor Chini as well, in Donan, and Victor Chini as well. So I think Lomachenko, and the way he made him look and the way Lomachenko looks in the ring, hands down fighter. It's got to be either him or Ward, in my opinion. But yeah, it's my call.
Alex, a pleasure.
10 seconds.
As always, that is our 10-second mark, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to speak to the host, not to the host, but to the world. You want to put your prediction out there for even Crawford to know. Press 1 now or forever hold your peace. We're going back out to these phone lines. We got here. We got 3-2-3. It may be Santiago.
That's Greg. What's up, Ness?
What's going on, my friend? I want you to preview and predict this one for us. John Molina, he's going to be attempting to dethrone the unified WBO and WBC super lightweight champion Terrence Crawford from Nebraska. How do you see this one playing out?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I think Crawford wins this by decision, unanimous, but we do have to take into account that, you know, John Molina has been in some pretty interesting scraps where that power has always been able to somehow keep him in a fight or win him the fight, like we saw against Mickey Bay and like we saw against Lucas Matisse, you know. So I don't think if he gets stopped late or he gets injured, but I don't think it's going to be like that quick knockout everybody here seems to think it's going to be, you know.
All right, and do you think that Molina poses a threat?
Oh, yeah. Anybody who's got the power that Molina has, you know, will always pose a threat to anybody. I mean, you know, Crawford has been staggered before against Gamboa, even though, you know, Gamboa wasn't a natural 135-pounder. So You could say he has a suspect chin. You can't say that, but we'll see how he handles himself against somebody who has fought most of his career at 140 pounds. You know, whoever wins, honestly, I just hope they unify the title in their next fight. You know, Ricky Burns has the WBA title. Julius Mbongo scored a shocking one-round knockout over Edward Trotskowski. So any one of those fights, I'd be interested to see.
So no fighter of the year for Crawford with the John Molina win and the Hank Lundy win and the unification with Victor Postol. Is that at least candidate? I mean not candidate, but does he get fighter of the year? Yes. No. Candidate doesn't matter. Yeah. Everybody gets nominated. That means nothing. Does he get it?
This year alone, The Postol was probably the only high profile fight he did have. Lundy we've seen, but we didn't really think he was going to pose that much of a problem to Crawford. Same thing. We were thinking most of the same thing with Molina. We think that really what he has is a puncher's chance. So I don't think this wins him Fighter of the Year personally. I like Crawford, but I don't think this wins him Fighter of the Year.
And either man wins, who would you like to see them face next?
Oh, like I said, either Ricky Burns, who has the WBA title, or Julius Ondongo, who has the IBF and IBO title.
Oh, yeah. I want to see Ondongo again to see if that wasn't a fluke or not. Listen, Santiago, as always, thank you so much. Can't wait for the next one. Hopefully, Garcia Thurman, we see you for TBV Appreciation Night number 3. We're going to go to Matthew. What's going on, brother? Talk to me. Give me your preview and prediction, man. I know you've been watching tape all day on other fights. Did you make it around to getting some previews on this one?
Actually, I haven't really watched any on Molina and Crawford, and I will, obviously, but I've watched them a lot, so I really don't feel like I need to as much as the undercard guys. I think this is going to look eerily similar to, like, the Manny Pacquiao-Jesse Vargas fight. We're going to have a lot of people saying that, oh, the power, like, that's the X factor. Yeah, obviously. But we have a guy that's 10 levels above the other guy that's going to make sure that there's no way Molina can set up that power shot. So he has the power to hurt him, but I don't think he's ever going to be in a position to be able to throw that shot and set up that shot. Because people think, oh, it's all about, you know, you have power and that's it. No, you have to set up those shots. And at boxing, you have to throw 3 or 4 different combinations to set up that one punch that's going to knock him out. You know, that's what the trainer is there for.
That was his biggest problem in the Broner fight. He couldn't set it up. He felt, I don't know, he was just so irky-jerky, this guy. But you just mentioned the word trainer. You mentioned the word trainer. I just want to do a cheap plug for tomorrow's show, which is our normal Thursday night show. You can join us at 7 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to have the trainer of Terrence Crawford to talk a little bit of game plan. But go ahead, Matthew.
I think a lot of people are just really blinded by power in boxing and think that that's a great equalizer, but skill always trumps power. We've seen that throughout all time. But I want to get through some of your questions that I see up here. Over and under, I know I just looked at the odds. Terrence Crawford's like a minus like 2,600 favorite. I mean, if you want to bet the house on John Molina Jr. to land that knockout punch at like plus 1,400, plus 1,500, go for it. You're going to make some money, but I just don't see it happening. And what's next for Crawford? I don't know, because I think the 140-pound division is kind of weak. Everyone kind of doesn't realize that. That's just a top-heavy division.
Wait a minute. You picked Ondongo to do what he did, and you're telling me that there's no one in the division?
Yeah, I did. Okay, it's not that there's no one in the division. I think the division's fine, but when you have a guy that is this good, Terrence Crawford, on the eye test alone, could be pound-for-pound number one. And people are going to laugh at me and think that's ridiculous. But no, he is legit. He could be the next great boxer of his generation. He could be the equivalent in terms of skill-wise the Floyd Mayweather of his generation. He could be that good. I really do think that. The ability to switch stances and his level changes and his ability to flip shots is truly sublime. But I just think he is so much better than these guys. He needs to move up to 147. I think he's a natural guy in that division. But if he fights,
hey, let me ask you something.
Next, like, I'll be. What
does he do, John Molina? Damn, that should have been the question I put there. What is this, like, Crawford's Arturo Gatti?
Ooh, no, not in a sense, because I think,
yeah, because Molina isn't a draw. He's not as big
that. Again, Boa could have been that.
Yeah, and he's not as big as a draw as Gatti was, but he's got the same mentality. I mean, he is the gladiator.
I don't know. I just think that, you know, I'll put it just because, like, I picked Ndongo over Troinovsky. Obviously, I thought Ndongo had something, so I'll be hyped on that fight just because, you know, I just feel like an affinity to Ndongo now. But I personally just want to see Crawford move up. I'm sort of like a Triple G thing. I'm just ready for them to move up. There's no real competition in their division. There's quality names, there's quality guys, but they're not quality competition for these guys, for these A-plus level boxers. And I also don't think Crawford's fighter of the year. I think he's close, but I think there's really no standout. I think like quality names like Timothy Bradley and Manny Pacquiao of the year, I think is something to think about. So it's sort of a wait and see on fighter of the year. I don't know. That's a subjective argument. But yeah, I'll go on hold, Ness, and you guys have a great show.
All right, Matt, thanks for calling in. We're going to go to 615. You're live on the preview to the preview show. So we need you to predict this one. Terrence Crawford, John Molina.
Yo, what up, Ness? It's nice.
Stainless, what up?
Yeah, I'm going to go. You know me, man. Ain't nothing like breathing. First off, I want to give you shouts out, man. It's what, your second, third show today? Oh, man, you go hard. thanks for the love of boxing. But I'm going to go for Crawford, man. To be real with you, like everybody else has said, he's levels above Molina. I do think that this could be a fight of the year candidate, though. I don't know why people say that Crawford wouldn't be a fighter of the year. I mean, if nothing else, he's unified. And then he's fought two well-known fighters and sluggers. I mean, yeah, Hank Lundy's, he probably wasn't necessarily prepared for that. I mean, he moved up the fight, and clearly he was outclassed. But, you know, Molina does have a slugger's chance, and he's got a pretty good chin. He's been knocked down, but he's willing to get out there and scrap, especially once you hit him. And I just think that'll propel it into a good fight. I don't think Crawford will knock him out. If he does, it'll be in the later rounds, like late in the 11th or the 12th. But I think it stands a better chance of going to decision with maybe a knockdown in there by Crawford in the 6th or the 7th, because Molina usually takes a little while to warm up and to get going. And that's usually not to the 5th or the 6th round, which will probably get him caught off guard because Crawford's usually going by then. And make sure you time me before you cut me off, because I got to say, before I get off the air, like blackface, you know, make sure you push thumbs up to this and every episode of the Boxing Voice podcast. Peace.
All right, Stainless, thank you, brother. And thank you, obviously, for the kind words as well, man. Thank you for calling in and being a regular caller. We're going to go to now Chicago. No producer, so you let me know who's this. You're live on TBV, the preview show to the preview show. 773. All right. You sure, 773? Well, I guess that's it. That was our last caller. So this was a preview show to the preview show, right? I felt like it was so many good fights. And look, we still didn't even get the freaking Joshua one off because I used the wrong overlay at 5 o'clock. So instead of four shows this today, you got three. But I'm still going to try and knock out that Joshua one. And we're going to do some weigh-in shows, like I said, some immediate reaction shows to some of these big fights. It's just too many big fights, man. We got to do it. I mean, look, yo, what month was it? Boxing didn't give us anything in October, right? And they finally overdosing us now, December 10th. So I'm taking full advantage of it, man. I'm definitely taking advantage. I mean, we got to do with Anthony Joshua weigh-in show, right? I want to see that. See how that – I mean, you know that there's going to be drama. If not with Joshua and Eric Molina, obviously with Derek Chisora – and Dylan White, because you're seeing that. I mean, they were throwing freaking tables and chairs. If you didn't catch that, check out our immediate reaction show. It's on iTunes, just like our previous Joseph Park and Andy Ruiz show was also on iTunes. See, because we're still going to do this on Thursday. The thing is, we obviously cannot dissect every single fight the way that we would want to and give you the opportunity to call in. So Thursday is going to be more focused on you guys. It's going to be like previewing, you know, give us your call and we're going to take it down so we know who gets to eat that crow. Because, you know, Sunday, you know what Sunday is, right? That's right. Sunday is crow day around here. And Thursdays and Sundays, we have Steven the producer. You know, when Steven's around, things are always a little different around here, you know what I mean? When Steven is here,
there'll be nothing but smooth sailing.
And we keep a little list. We're like Santa Claus. We got a list. When you're naughty, we're checking it twice. And if you're not nice, you know what I'm saying? And that means we know who picked who. So today was preliminary things. You know, tomorrow is the real day when Steven is here to take it all down. But today was for our hardcores. You know, the guys that really want to talk and, you know, they want to say who exactly is going to do what and how. But listen, man, I love you guys. I want to thank you for obviously being here with us tonight. Remember, if you're watching this in the future, present, or past, you can always hit that thumbs up. That is a way to say hello. That is a way to say that you love the show. And that is a way for TBV to grow. So we'll see you guys, obviously, tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern time at our local, at our normal show.
Join us every Thursday and Sunday live at 7 p.m. Eastern time.
You know, that's where we're usually at. So now if you're like me, because look, in between the 5 o'clock fiasco that we had, it didn't go down the way we wanted to, but I ran to the gym, I was on a treadmill, and I was, you know, on the headphones listening to the podcast. So, you know, if you're like me and you're doing your thing, you're out there working, you're on your commute to your job. Oh, shout out to my Patreon guy. He said he commutes every day from Tampa to Orlando and he listens to the show. Well, yo, shout out to you, because I just gave you enough ammunition to keep you on that road, soldier. So I want to remind everyone to
remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
I really want to get that back going. We want to start reading those live. Now that we got the producer, we're going to make sure that that goes down all the time. So hit us up with the 5-star reviews, you know, and you know, that's another way to spread the word and let everybody know that you love the show. So I gotta go, man. I wish you guys the best, and we'll see you tomorrow.